right. We are here with Nicholas Mathewitz from, what was the credit union again?
Northridge Community Credit Union.
Northridge Community Credit Union. So how is the conference going for you?
The conference has been really well. You know, it's always good to manage to get to somewhere where you can kind of talk to other people in the movement, where you can really feel like you're not just all alone by yourself. You know, we're up in northern Minnesota. We're kind of off on our own. And so it's really nice to see this big, big movement.
I'm glad you brought that up because NCUA board member Rick Metzger brought up the terminology kind of financial institution desert or an FI desert or a credit union desert. Is this kind of what you guys are experiencing up there kind of in a more rural part? Or if so, how are you guys addressing that? Or if not, we can go on to the next question.
You know, a little bit. We actually have, in northern Minnesota, there are actually a lot of credit unions. We have a lot of small credit unions.
Okay, okay.
You know, our asset sizes are 20 to 50 million a lot of times. There are some that are just a little bit bigger than that, generally under 100 million.
Okay.
So there's a lot of us up there, but there are huge swaths of northern Minnesota that don't really have anything. They don't have anybody. It's a difficult place to be. Really.
I mean, you're miles and miles away, let alone you're miles and miles away from a grocery store, but you're miles and miles away from a branch. So dealing with your finances must be a huge challenge.
And that's really why when we started looking at new technology, that's why we pushed into the mobile technology as heavy as we did, because we knew that was going to be a challenge. And it was something that you can't branch enough to put them out there. You know, as a small credit union under 50 million, we've got 4 branches. So we have a lot of branches for our asset size, but part of that is because we feel like we need to serve these people, and I can't ask them to drive an hour to get to the branch. That's just not feasible.
Yeah, exactly. And we keep on the same. I'm glad we're on this topic, because on that same topic, we keep on preaching, the millennials want mobile, the millennials want this and that. You know what? Here's another take on it. Here's another angle. You know, your members who are in rural areas need the mobile.
They do. And I find that the real push for millennials to go completely branchless is kind of unrealistic. You know, there's a certain safety net in knowing that there is a physical presence if I need you.
Yeah.
You know, we find that in our investment services, we find that in all of those types of services. When we offer them sheerly online or sheerly by phone, we don't get the adoption, because there's a trust factor that really is eroded in that.
Yeah. I agree. So is there anything in particular you're looking for at the conference here to take back to your credit union? Any sessions or any speakers stand out for you?
I really like the educate and advocacy portions of that. They really, I really benefit from them, because I think it's something you can take back to your membership, and you can really try to instill that in your staff, which then turns around and instills that in the membership. And the more active, the more engaged the membership is, the more they understand the credit union, the better, you know, the better we all are, because then they can also become your advocates.
And you mentioned that your credit union is 50 million, somewhere around there?
Yeah, we're about 45.
Okay. So what challenges are you guys experiencing? What is life like at a credit union of that size? Because we hear all these stories about, oh my gosh, they're not going to survive or whatever. What's your take on all that, being a smaller credit union in this world of credit unions merging together and growing, and we have more billion-dollar credit unions than ever before? What's your take on all that?
Well, it definitely is a challenge. You know, being a small credit union, we typically find that we do wear a lot of hats. We end up outsourcing some of our functions, because we need to do that. We can't internally take a lot of the stuff on. You find that you become pretty creative in how you do things, and you really...
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you really adapt, and you really learn how to make the most of what you have, and sometimes it isn't as much as we would like. You know, it would be wonderful to hire on staff the second we need them, but, you know, we kind of have to take some of that role on ourselves, learn how it works, then slowly integrate somebody new. You know, it's definitely a challenge, and I think the challenge will increase. You know, we're looking at regulatory burden, we're looking at all this sort of thing that is not the easiest thing in the world, and it is unfortunate, but there are going to be some credit unions that can't make it, and it's kind of it's sad, and I hate to see it when it happens, but for sometimes though, it is the best for the membership, and so you kind of have to understand that too.
Yeah, we could go off on a whole nother topic with the regulations that you guys have to deal with. Oh my goodness. I want to wrap up with, how do you see the rest of 2018 shaping up for the industry?
I think 2018 will be a pretty strong year. You know, our area specifically has seen an uptick in the economy. Some of the major employers are hiring. We've seen businesses kind of building and expansion going on. We still are seeing a decrease in population in our area. It's kind of that northern Minnesota area that just sees a little bit of lag and a little bit of downturn. But for us, I think it'll be a strong year, and we're pushing extremely well the beginning of the year, and so I'm very, very confident with 2018.
Right on. Great message to end on. Thank you very much, Nicholas. Thanks, appreciate the time.